Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Anu Anand. News this morning that Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has asked the government to work, quote, day and night to resolve economic problems. Parliament has increased pressure on the president over handling of economic hardships. U.S. sanctions and a worsening drought are causing a lot of pain for Iranians. The BBC's Persian service hears from and broadcasts to Iran. Its reporter Camelia Sadegzadeh tells us how people are coping.
Iranians have been taken to the streets to protest. But this time, it's not about lack of political freedoms, it's not about human rights. It's something more fundamental. It's about fear for the future of the country. More and more Iranians say they're running out of hope. So what's triggered this current wave of despair?
Fariba in Yazd.
We haven't eaten meat in weeks.
Siavash in Zanjan. I went to buy my wife's medicines after 3 months, but the price had gone up by 40%.
Omid in Karaj. We're not dealing with an economic crisis anymore. This can only be called a catastrophe.
Iran is experiencing its worst drought in 50 years. The drought has also created severe water shortages, which recently set off violent protests in southern Iran.
Reza in Avaz.
Imagine being out in 50-degree heat all day and looking forward to that cool shower when you get home. But you get there and find out the water supply has been cut off.
Iran and the US have recently ramped up the rhetoric against one another. So the question many Iranians are asking is if the country is heading to war with the US.
Amir in Qazvin.
We're actually losing sleep over their war of words. This is too much. We're all very anxious because of an uncertain future.
Now that President Trump has backed out of the Iran nuclear deal, US sanctions are starting to snap back into place. And Iranians fear that's going to make their situation even worse.
Humayun in Shiraz. The new sanctions will only add fuel to this fire. It will get so bad that people will actually turn on each other. I think there will be riots and looters will ransack all the shops.
Who is to blame? Well, many in Iran say corruption, mismanagement and bad policies are the root cause of their despair. But Iranian authorities blame foreign elements or what they call the enemy. But not everyone's convinced.
Bahram in Tehran. When it doesn't rain for a while, we blame the enemy. When the price of the dollar goes up, we blame the enemy. When bread becomes expensive, we blame the enemy. When protests happen, we blame the enemy. If we're so sure about this enemy, why don't we just make peace and end all this?
The reporter was Camelia Sadegzadeh.